All right, folks, we're plugged in and ready to rumble on Tuesday the 4th. Jason Woodforth, I got him. He's back. And you're actually driving in a car on a journey to drop off things, and then you're heading back home. So I've been doing my Nightwatch podcast, buddy, just telling the folks that you'll be on again soon, but you've got some personal disturbances that you've been dealing with, to say the least. It's been like that with a few of my guests, actually, having all this stuff going on. So we're just battling forward, and I said that you would be jumping on here and there when you can, but you've had a big hit and a really crazy thing happened to you and you guys. So you're just sorting that out and working it all out as we try to battle our way through 2023, mate. Yeah. But anyway, it's good to have a quick chat while you're on your drive anyway.
Yeah, Adam, look, maybe once the situation is dealt with, I might sort of bring it to light, but I've got to keep it under wraps for now. But it's horrific. I can't believe it happened. And the court system is an absolute abhorrent failure. Just unbelievable with what I'll share in the next probably take me a couple of months, because things got to be sorted. And it is just horrific that this actually happened. I'm just gutted. I'm lost for words of how this could happen. And yet the lawyer said to me, yet people, lawyers are involved, that this happens all the time. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm sorry I can't say much more now, but you'll be horrified of the story in the next few months when I can bring it to light.
We will cover that, mate, when you're ready to. And it does happen. It does happen indeed. Yeah. So anyway, we'll just go over all the latest. And I've been pushing forward here, made some changes on the Crasfiles website, and all that is up and running now, so folks can get over there and look at all the latest info going up. And podcasts and this one and those things. And contact me through there. And there's a members area on the website. Doing just okay, really. And but if folks out there want to help to support me here on the ground in Sydney and keep this podcast going and that website up, you can support me as a membership, for a membership over on the website. And so get over there, have a look at the website. It's doing great, and we certainly have done a lot of work there indeed. And I was just on the Nightwatch podcast covering the latest for the members last night, and there's a great members area. I'll be doing the video cast in the members area and the chat room and everything, so everything's back on track after fixing all that up and doing some work. And I've just been covering, all sorts of things, mate, all sorts of things. It's really crazy. I've sent you some amazing stuff. There's a lot of shit going on at the moment. Anything on your radar that you're concentrating on? I mean, the big thing is the Trump arrest and the censorship. They're really going for the censorship indeed in the US and here as well. Queensland hate speech laws, all of this stuff I've been covering on the Nightwatch over the last week, because there's so much of it. It's really crazy where the system is now going. What's on your radar anyway? What have you been able to at least take a look at?
Well, Adam, yeah, I've been laying low due to all the dramas, but we may say that we're still here and this is not going away. And, you know, just yesterday, our health minister, or our health minister for federal parliament, has announced there's going to be future waves this year of COVID. So this COVID bullshit is not going away. They're not done with us yet. There's things still happening all around the world, different little things that each country's doing just to make people remind them that this is not going away. Get ready. There's more to come. And then just this morning, in regards to all the numerology and the numbers, There was a heroin stoush of $336 million. There's your 33 and your 36, which is three sixes. So, you know, it's just a joke, and people just don't see it. And we've still got people wearing masks. I mean, how retarded are you to be wearing a mask?
Oh.
It's how brain dead you are.
They're gone.
Yep.
They got, well, look at the New South Wales elections. They all rushed to vote Labor in. And I was saying that on the video cast last night. I thought we'd be in a better situation now, but it just seems to be worse than ever. People seem dumber and more asleep than they ever were. I thought with everything that happened and everything that we know now, because even in the big media, even I was reading through it last night, Jason, from the Australian newspaper. Now they're all collapsing and they're saying that what they did was wrong and what the media did with COVID was wrong, pushing the jabs. They shouldn't have done it, you know? I mean, so the whole thing's been taken down and everything that we know now, the whole thing has fallen to pieces. And now with what they're coming out about the dangers of these jabs, the heart problems people are having, the suffering, you know, people, and now they're admitting openly that the jabs never were studied to stop transmission. And didn't work anyway. So they didn't work. But now it's a total flip of the coin from what we witnessed in the last couple of years. And still, Australian people are copping it in the ass.
Yep.
And here they are, where I thought that at least we might see a fraction of change here. They've all rushed down to vote in the communist Labor government, which means that we're in deep shit. We've got the communist Daniel Andrews, a dictator of Victoria, secretly going to China and then coming back into Australia and refusing to say anything about it. And now Anastasia Palachuk setting up a meeting and going to China. And now we have Mark McGowan in Western Australia turning the place into an absolute police state where if you go in there to travel, you're going to be strip searched.
Yep.
So things have got worse, as you said. It's got worse. It's getting more intense. The whole thing's falling to pieces as it gets worse. And yet you go out to the shops or the mall and there's still people in masks. They're so far behind. They need a kick in the face. They really do. Yeah. A karate chop to the head. It's like, mate, what are you doing? Seriously, even the government are laughing at you. Like, you were told to take them off like a year ago now. It's over. It's finished.
And that world leader has got the mask on. You just got to say, hey, retard, do you see that the world leaders haven't got their masks on?
No one.
No one. They're fooling you. You're a fool. Take your fucking mask off. You're a fool.
They're just, and if you look at what they're doing, we're going to look into this. I'm going to look a little bit more into this case. Came through today on the email from old mate Leon. He's just saying, in memory of Stephen Harrison, and I wanted to share the memory of Stephen Harrison. I met him at Canberra rallies. He's a truly unique Australian, and his life ended after Queensland police laid siege on his home and tortured him with sonic weapons. And there's a interview with Maria Z, and his friend who was on the phone with Stephen while he was being tortured by Queensland police and murdered. This was Stephen Harrison, you would have heard, Jason, on when they raided his home and said he had a gun and stuff. He's ended up dead as well. So what are the Queensland police doing? Are they just going in and setting up and murdering people who are speaking out or have some kind of influence? That will be an interesting one to go over. But on the back of the shooting on the property with the trains that you and I were talking about, it's all coming into now play, isn't it? The Queensland Cabinet and Ministerial Directory, tougher hate crimes and serious vilification laws from Queensland. And this is what you were saying as well. They're actually even talking about people having tattoos that can put you in this hate crimes basket. So this is America. What is it doing? The Restrict Bill, where it's going to completely stuff up the United States with this bill. It's frightening. I was covering it last night on the podcast. People do not have any idea how serious this is. This is a very extremely bill in the United States. And as I was saying, we're going through the same exact process here. It's just a little bit different, if you will. So they're bringing in the tougher hate crime laws on the back of Anastasia Palachuk, who's about to go and visit China. And they don't need to explain why. They just do what they want and come back and do whatever they want because they're above the law and rogue now. And they don't answer to anyone in the Australian public anymore. They basically do whatever the hell they want. And yep. No one has able to have another opinion. So really crazy. They're going for the throat now, mate.
Adam, we're going to get to a point in time. We're already past that point in time for ourselves. But the masses are going to wake up in a point in time where they just go, how the fuck did we get here? Well, you allowed it. They just chipped away. And before you knew it, you were a place where you go, how do we end up here? Because you're allowing all these things. Now, Adam, in regards to some legislation, that voice legislation is going through the parliament, I believe, today, which is all about the recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Apparently, there's some stuff within that legislation that is so dangerous, we could lose so much more than what we're being told. Because remember, they might go with the headline of what legislation is, but there's pages and pages and pages of other notes under it that they don't read out to you. So that's the danger. Hey, Adam, in about a minute, I've actually got to get out of the car for about 2 minutes, mate. So I have to put you on hold, so to speak, if you want to just keep chatting when I do.
Okay, you're all right.
Yeah, I just said it was something I realised I've got to do.
Oh, that's all right. I'll edit that out.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, excellent. So Adam, we're in dangerous times.
Yeah.
And what McGowan's got done, what Andrews has got done, what Queensland's going to get done is just this. Oh man, people just don't get it. Just don't. And Adam, my personal situation has happened because the legislation's got through that has been one-sided. And they'll just listen to one voice for them to make a decision, and they'll rush it. And this is all because due diligence isn't being done. Oh, man, this is not good.
No. No, we're in a bad state of affairs now, mate, and people are rocking up to the New South Wales election and voting for Labor. The worst outcome. The worst people to vote in mass, too.
Unbelievable.
And anybody, even like One Nation or Latham, you can see they're starting to push them out now. You will not have another opinion in this country. It's a one government and a one system now, and you do what you're told. There's no room or area to breathe for any of your dissent or opinions in this country.
Mate, I just got to put you on hold. Hang on, mate. Put on speed. Bear with me, mate.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just I'll be back in 2 minutes, mate.
Speaker sounds good.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll be back in two. Hang on. Mate, you there?
Yep. All right, Jason's back. I'll just mention this, Jason, which I did send you and I was covering last night on the podcast. This is the Restrict Act. You could be jailed or fined just for being yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
By Sarah Berendesi. I know it sounds like an exaggeration. I wish it were, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook jail was just the training wheels. You want to pay attention to the to this bill, which is the S.68666 Restriction Act, is, and they don't lie, which is more than just a ban on TikTok. It makes you a digital slave. So modems, routers, mobile networks, VPNs, personal phones, laptops, banned if used to contact any foreign adversaries and what they don't approve of. Also is subject to change, meaning that anywhere in Europe could be next if deemed appropriate. They're talking about Cuba and China or contacting these countries. So this is really serious piece of legislation. If you are found using a method to bypass banned content, you are now criminal and you can face up to 20 years in jail and a $250,000 fine or $1 million. If this bill is passed, the government has the liberty to appoint a Secretary of Communication to create a small group that can ban, deem anything inappropriate or risk to security. Voters cannot have any input on these decisions. So eventually they can go through all our emails, texts, everything, which they already do anyway. It's just now that they're admitting it. And they already do this in Australia. The federal police already handed themselves powers to go through everything without you having any say in it. And as McGowan's doing now, they don't even need warrants, anything. They just strip search your car just because you want to travel into the state and you have no rights. And the bill gives the government the power to monitor any activity used by the devices listed above, including home cameras. They can tap into that. Essentially, they can access our in-home camera and spy on you at home without even informing you or any warrants. So, and it says, if you don't believe me, have a look at the bill. And there's the Congress bill. I covered heaps more last night about this bill, but this is absolutely crazy. And the interesting thing, Jason, is that this is all being brought on by the TikTok thing. So what's happened is TikTok has got so bad now, and they're saying that China's been spying on Americans and Australians, and they're about to ban it in Australia. But lo and behold, problem, reaction, solution. Now they're bringing in these new acts. So we can see that TikTok was a setup from the beginning to let it get so bad, to say that they're spying on everyone, we can't have this in our country, take it down, and now implement this problem, reaction, solution. They do it every time. So TikTok in itself was a psychological operation to implement this shit. And when this shit comes in, boy, we're in big trouble. And they're about to do it all in Australia. And we're going to, and what happens now, if the dumb sheeple allow this and they get this in, then what happens? Because I'm reading about some horrific stuff with this. They can actually force servers down, you know, your websites down, everything that they want. So it's really, really getting bad. That means we won't have websites. You know, big website hosting and you know, WordPress and all these website people, they will have to take them down. And this is just if you disagree with the system and you think outside the box. So it's really incredible. Anybody now we can see who thinks outside the box or has a different opinion or has a blog or goes on Telegram or has a page or anything, they want you out of the game now. So this is serious business, and people are turning up in New South Wales to vote for the very people who are doing this. And they're just, they're wearing masks. So what hope do we have, mate?
Adam, firstly, I'm going to comment on one comment you just made. But firstly, what was the bill number again? 6866?
The bill number, let me go back, was S.686. It's the Restrictions Act.
Well, you get the 66 in there. It'll be a certain number. It's like Bill Gates's patent number, which was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was 60666 or something. Yeah, like what are the chances? What are the odds? But Adam, yeah, to your point that you made, anyone who wants to speak out against, this is the problem. So the sheep will see this and go, well, I don't do anything wrong. Just be a good citizen. But you got locked down on lies, being a good citizen, you jerk, right? Is it? This will attack us who are truthers, who know there's better for humanity than what these evil assholes are doing. I mean, if you're out there taking your shots, right, whether it be just your COVID shots or just your normal everyday fucking flu shot and MMR and all that sort of bullshit, that's all lies. And we're trying to uncover that for you. This bill absolutely attacks us. And therefore, people say, well, just don't be naughty. Hey, the government's the naughty criminal organisation that we're trying to make you guys wake up the fuck to. Unbelievable. This is an attack on us, man.
Yeah, and you know what this bill is called, Jason? It's called the Restricting the Emergence of Security Threats that Risk Information and Communications Technology Act. But it's called Restrict. R-E-S-T-R-I-C-T. That's all of that in one. So restricting the emergence of security threats that risk information and communications technology. So this is basically anyone putting anything on the internet in any way, shape or form that the Big Brother system doesn't agree with, you're going to go to jail, boy. That's where it's going.
Because
and people can't see that this is all just the next stages of Agenda 2030, mate. They're still wearing surgical masks at the mall. They're so far behind.
The threat of information getting out that they're worried about is a threat of real information getting
out. That's right. They want to stop it. So that's what's happening under Biden. But this is what I was saying the other night on the podcast, mate. You know, if you look at America and what's happening right now, what other choice do Americans have other than to get Trump back in? It's the whole superhero thing, isn't it? You know, they're going to have this whole arrest of him, the bread and circuses and the distractions. And then is he going to come back and take over the US again? Because I can't see any other option for people on the horizon. There's nothing there. If it allows to continue under this Biden regime, it's just going to get so bad that, I mean, it's going to be a civil war there because they're having more false flag shootings now and they're really going to disarm America now. Now the transgenders are committing the shootings. It's absolutely insane. Did you see that? The transgender person going in the school when the school holidays were on, so there was no one there. And then they came back and they had different clothes and shoes on when they played dead for the officers that shot them. I mean, they're not even putting any thought into it anymore.
Hilarious.
So what do Americans do, Jason, in your mind? I mean, because America was better under Trump, you have to admit that. But there's no one to save the day. There's either him or this Joe Biden. They're in a terrible state of affairs, mate.
Look, just so many things you just brought up. Okay, firstly, Trump is not the savior. He's a puppet, and he's doing what he's got to do, as he's told to by his masters above him. If he gets indicted and actually gets jailed or arrested or something, Scott Adams, who does that Dilbert cartoon, said if he gets arrested, he's your next president. So obviously, you can get arrested and still become president. I don't know how far you can go in regards to maybe being charged or going to jail and still be president. I doubt you could be president.
He can still do it in prison. He can still run for presidency.
Right. Okay.
So there's no laws in the US that say he can't.
Right. So there you go. So pretty much all Trump. And remember, what they do to their celebrities is they embarrass them first before giving them the limelight. So, like being a Katy Perry or a bloody... I can see your name. Always in trouble. I'm going off to do a deal with the devil. I'll be back soon.
And we talked about Barnaby Joyce with that, didn't we?
Yes, we spoke about Barnaby Joyce. He got embarrassed, and then all of a sudden, he's in the top job.
And his face was actually red like a tomato when they embarrassed him, but then he's got the top job.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a ritual mocking.
Yeah. So, but let's go back to the school shooting. How just perfect to have a transgender in such times, right?
Perfect.
Now, was it transgender male or female, female or male? I don't know about that. But yes, the shoes were changed, which like really seriously. And then the street was on was number 33. So it was 33 whatever street the school was on. And on their website, they've got 33 teachers and 3 kids and 3 adults were shot.
That's right.
You just can't make this shit up, man.
That was unbelievable in your face symbology, wasn't it? That was an incredible one. Yeah, 3 teachers and 3 kids shot. And it was big in the headings too, 33. And as I said, the shooter went in there and walked. The video was horrifying. The video was terrifying that the FBI released. It was shocking. The media built it up. It was explosive. You're going to be horrified. And it was a person walking around an empty school. and then came back, and then when they were supposedly shot, they showed like the Kurt Cobain things with the sneakers. They were a different pair of shoes, so they managed to change sneakers for some bizarre reason. So they're not even putting any love or attention into their false flags anymore. I guess Adam, whatever's good enough to strip America's gun rights.
It's the mockery. They go like, "We're going to do this because no one will say anything, and we're just going to mock them for the sake of mocking them because you sheep are so dumbass."
That's right.
It's like Sean Penn going over and giving Zelensky a fucking acting award, you know, because that's exactly what Zelensky's doing. He's acting. And speaking of the war in Ukraine, it's still fake. It's as fake as fuck, you know. And all of a sudden, it's not in the news anymore. Adam, do you notice? It disappeared. Yeah.
Well, it's just like the whole COVID thing. A lot of them have disappeared now. Even Skerritt, the AMA guy or whatever, the criminal, the mass murderer, yeah, the child killer. Yeah. He's retiring now. Where's Michael Gunn now? Where are they all? All these evil premiers and people, they're kind of, all the media people, they've all disappeared as well. After what was just done to Australian people over COVID in those 2021, 2022 time, they've all jumped ship.
Yep.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's mad. But they're still got it going. Yeah. And they're still threatening. They're still threatening there's going to be another big pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're taking out the jabs even. But they're taking out the jabs. They've got TV ads on TV. They're pushing antiviral drugs now to get those instead. Now the WHO are changing all the guidelines, and the CDC, they're changing all the guidelines recommending that kids and teenagers don't get the jabs. Now they're coming out and say they don't work at all, but at the same time, they're still telling you to get them. And, they're still manufacturing them.
And now they're
telling you to get a flu shot. It's just insane.
Yeah, remember, Adam, I said many, many months, if not 2 years ago, about what they do is that they flip-flop the messaging. And that flip-flopping keeps the masses all in, you know, like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'll just listen to what they tell me. And it doesn't matter whether it changes. They'll go with the change. And they'll just go, oh, it's just too hard. Oh, my God. Where's maths? Where's Married at First Sight? I just want to watch my TV. And that's what they do. That's what they do. They've done it since day dot.
I mean, looking at Donald Trump, you know, it's a really, you know, they could be taking him down for any number of reasons. He could have been put more into the fold. And now, as you said, it's going to be a ritualistic humiliation process. And then, like the superhero theme in the comics, come back up on top and be the president again. Yep. I can't see America continuing the way that it is under Sleepy Joe. It's absolutely ridiculous. God knows how many body doubles he has, or even if he's still alive. The things that he's doing is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, as I said, there's no America, like all of us, we're just in dire straits. We're in dire straits. There's good people in there trying to change things, but It's just so the people are just so dumbed down and so asleep at the moment. As I said, everything that we've been through, I would have expected a bit more anger and a bit more fight and a bit more of the population percentage wise who are going to say, you know what, fuck you, I'm not, and never forgiving these people for what they did. Now I know how the system really operates, and I don't know. They're just they've entertained them with the sports. And they've dished that up, and now they've been sucked back in, and now they've gone back to sleep again.
Yeah, Adam, we are. This is only getting worse year by year. You know, we are in year three. So 3 years have been complete. We're in year four of this. Is that right? Because we started in 2020. It was all 2020, all 21, all 22 to March 11th, 2023. That's it. 3 years and 1 month we're into this bullshit that continues on. And there's still people that just can't see the shit from the clay. You know, the forest for the trees. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. I can't believe them. They just, I don't know what to do.
Get ready. There's more to come. We've got the Sears projected pandemic in 2025, as well as the SPARS. The worry about the Sears one, S-E-E-R-S, is that it's not a virus. I think it's a bacteria or a pathogen. I can't remember, but it's something that realistically they could blame on transfer to transfer, whereas a virus, we know, you can't give to somebody else. Like, I had a common cold the other week just for, like, a few days. I get one every 1 to 3 years, right? And did my wife get it? Nope. Did anyone in my household get it? Did my training partner get it? Nope. No one. Nope. Because you can't pass that shit on. But what they've got coming is something that you probably could, kind of like a tummy bug, where you can pass that on. So that's the worry for 2025. And we're still getting to live out Songbird, the movie, which is set in 2024 and involves COVID-23. So we get to kind of change COVID-19 to COVID-23. We'll soon find out. Lots of things to play out. They've put in our programming years in advance. And keep in mind, they've done the SPARS and Sears pandemic simulations already. The Spa's one they did in 2017. The Sears one they did last year. So, yeah. More to come.
Well, there's some pretty horrible statistics I was going over last night from the Exposé UK. And I don't have it in front of me, but they're talking about people who have had one, two, three, four, and boosted. And that the boosted people have actually lost 2 decades of their life.
Yep.
And they go through all the stats of how old you are when you got them and how long you're going to live. They can actually model that now. And they're even talking about the loss of years from people who have just had one.
Yep.
And that this stuff is not going away in your system. And that although people feel completely fine now after getting a couple and they're living their lives perfectly, their time could be actually running out as well. Well, they're talking about statistics in America of not myocarditis and all that, but actual heart damage. Just millions of people now have heart damage. So we talked about this many times, that this kind of wave or tidal wave of injury and death hasn't hit shore yet. It's still brewing. And we don't know what's going to happen to the jabbed people and how bad this is going to get. And when that hits, well, they're going to need something to blame it on. You know, and when it gets serious. And so I'm sure they'll have it. So that could be what they've always mentioned. And Bill Gates was talking about as well. The next big wave could be the injured and sick and dying from the initial jabs.
Correct. And Adam, the Pfizer boss, and I know Bill Gates said something similar. The Pfizer boss said back in 2020, we said we need a 4-year indemnity against the vaccines because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 years. 4 years brings you up to that magical 2025 year, which is very pivotal. And is a check marker. So here we go. Get ready for 2023 and 2024, where a lot of people jabbed start to feel those side effects. They know we're going to come in that 2 to 4 year period. I don't think we've seen anything yet.
That's what the articles are saying in their statistics. They're statistically, mathematically bringing it down to like that now. And those years are coming. People have been given something, and it's multiplying. It's in them. It's not going away. Yeah, it's crazy, mate. It's crazy. But, you know, everyone's gone back under the spell, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I sent you the picture the other day. I was just horrified at the gymnasium with the big 5G towers on top of the building. It's like a boxing gymnasium, because you were asking me. It's a gym where people go and do all the boxing with the bags and train, and they've got this massive equipment of 5G. Like a 5G head on top of the building and all this equipment there, and they're exercising, sweating under there. And I've noticed now at all the parks, schools, hospitals, they're putting up these towers and equipment. So, it's crazy. And when you look at the connection of the jabs and the 5G, you can't deny it. People are being connected here into this grid. And this stuff, and it's not just micro nanoparticles that they're proving now, because the media lied about the graphene oxide and that were all these strange nanoparticles in the jabs. Now they've proven it. They've proved it all over the world in all these countries. They've shown it under microscope, heavy microscope. They've got new technology now where they're projecting it, and it's all in there in all the jabs. And Pfizer knew it. AstraZeneca and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson knew it, that this stuff was in there. And now it's in people's bodies and it's growing and morphing. They've got pictures of it. It's everywhere. It's all throughout people. And it's causing a massive explosion of heart problems. As I said, just general heart problems that people will never be able to fix. They'll never be the same again. And I don't think they'll ever get their health back. There are protocols, but this is serious business now. And so what's coming, as you said, for 2025?
Hmm? Yep, 2025 is a check marker, as is 2030. And we know 2030 because of Agenda 2130. And there's more check markers. The check markers almost every 5 years from the 2021 point on onwards. Because I've heard of the 2035, 2045 is a big one, and apparently 2050 as well. But look, the other one to take note of is everything happens in 19-year cycles, because you've got 2001 to 2020 was 19 years from 9/11 to COVID-19, where 19 hijackers, leveled those buildings with no planes. and came down in freefall demolition. And then you've got the year, sorry, the moon is in 19-year cycles, and chaos equals 19. So, yeah, there is just so much more to come. And the next 2 years for me are going to be big. I think they're going to be huge with what's coming. So we wait and see.
And what's your thoughts on the money, collapsing dollar, and the digital currency? Obviously looking at that now, aren't we? Because ANZ Bank in Australia are stopping anyone withdrawing their own money in physical cash now. So it's moving quick.
And, you know, I've already had my bank account stopped because they go, what are you doing with your money? I'm like, it's none of your business. And I had a friend of mine who sold a house. Lump sum goes into his bank account. They ring him up and go, what are you going to do with that money? It's like, what the fuck?
Fucking hell. Yeah, I know. How can a bank stop you from walking into that place and withdrawing your own physical money? People see what's going on?
No. Adam, now on these bank collapses, what you've got to understand is all money's printed, well, not you, but I'll let the sheep will do, is that all money's printed from thin air. Now, these banks raise the money out of thin air, right, which is what the RBA does, and then gives the money to the banks. And the banks pass it on and get back their percentage of income, right? For them to collapse a bank is just bullshit because they can just print more money. And that's how it all started in the first place. So it's called fractional reserve lending, where they can lend out nine times more than the money they actually got in the bank. But that doesn't even matter because they just print money. Okay, so it is just, oh man, so if they go to CBDCs, which is the digital currency, we're in trouble. And we're going that way. We're in trouble.
We're in trouble. And, you know, the system that we're currently in, as you said, where they're just printing money out of thin air, it's like monopoly money, right? It's like the money they print at the theme parks. You know, it doesn't really mean anything, but it's still physical cash that we need to hold on to at the end of the day, because at this moment, it's the best system that we have. As you said, once they go digital, we're in big trouble. And isn't it interesting that billions of dollars from the collapsed Silicon Valley banks in California were siphoned over to Tel Aviv? That's really interesting, isn't it? Thank you very much. There it goes, to Israel. Yeah, we know that. Billions all went back to Israel. So, yeah, these bank collapses, obviously very structured, well-timed, on purpose, with intent. Everything you look at, everything we're talking about today, we can encapsulate it all into the Agenda 2030 system. And, boy, they're moving quick. But as I said, the whole wearing the masks and the humiliation process to see if people would actually do it, because that's what it was about, compliance, social distancing and locking down and not going to work and getting their jabs. That was all about control, and all the numbers and data were crunched. There's still people, as we said, still wearing surgical masks. And this system has now moved on so far from that. That part of the game is finished. Now they're moving on to the different... They don't understand that Agenda 2030 is massive, and that the jabs and the masks and everything was just a tiny section of what they're going to bring in. The money's part of that, you know, the new bills to stop us talking and censor us and get rid of us and make the internet just wipe it. So it's just what they say, like in communist China. All of that's just all coming into play now as the ultimate AI transhumanism agenda is brought into play, is given birth. And that's what I was saying last night on the show. There's people in New Zealand who are studying these jabs, Jason, and they're growing. This technology and people is growing. It's growing legs and stuff coming out of it. It's morphing with the frequencies and pulsing with the technology around us when we're using phones and our Wi-Fi is on, and the 5G towers and what is being beamed at us. This stuff's growing in people. And it's almost like one of those science fiction horror movies, isn't it? It's like, if this stuff is growing in people and eventually makes its way out, you know, there's going to be some kind of birth of AI and transhumanism, which will spell, it's in the Matrix movie, we gave birth to AI. And even Elon Musk, the actor, he's even saying it will destroy humanity. He's admitting it's going to destroy itself. So it will never work. And everything gets reset, and probably we come back because we didn't learn and we go back again. Who knows? But if stuff's inside people, that is fucking crazy. Crazy. So it's a transhuman agenda. That's their ultimate final goal. And we can see Daniel Andrews over there, yeah, doing his deals in China, because all the technology was already installed, wasn't it, Dan, the man, into Melbourne and Victoria. And it's not just that, Jason. It's all the stuff I've been reading through as well on the highways, the cameras now, the new cameras to catch you. The cars are going to know if you've been drinking. The cameras knowing what your devices you're using in your car. It's all going very strict AI high tech now. So pretty much that whole theme of walking outside your door and doing your day-to-day stuff is just tracked and traced shit in these cities. And dumb Aussies are walking around voting for Labor and wearing surgical masks.
Yep.
I don't know what to do, mate. I don't want to be negative and sound like a prick. And sound like a Mr. Know-it-all. I don't know anything. I'm just saying, what the fuck do you do when we're talking about this and people are wearing surgical masks going to vote for Labor and the Greens?
Yep.
I mean, why are people voting for Labor in 2023 when we're at this state of affairs?
Well, Adam, go back to the
WA. Well, it's corrupt anyway, I know.
Oh, no, actually, I want to comment on that. One thing with the elections of state and federal compared to, say, America or other countries is that our elections are pretty rigid each, right? I've been in many counting the votes afterwards, right? Because I've been the MP, been in there, count the votes and you watch. And seriously, you really can't dodge it. It's near impossible. Maybe a few votes here or there, but we're not talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes. So this means, like the people, retarded people of WA, who gave McGowan over there an increased swing, right?
Total majority.
And less independents getting first votes, less how the fuck that even happened in such times of those lockdowns. The same things happened here in New South Wales. You guys have copped up the arse and you said, no worries, we're going to give it to Labor now. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're right there. There are checks and balances. It is difficult to have any funny business. But, you know, guys made a documentary in Melbourne because they just couldn't believe that many people would vote for Andrews. And they went into his electorate and they went all around the place and made this film asking people about who they voted for and everything. And at the end of the day, they came to the full conclusion that people actually did vote for Andrews. And so this happened all over. It happened in WA and it's now happened in New South Wales. And as you said, there's not enough independence and in there to, like it's happening in Europe and stuff. It's just Australians are fucking gone.
Yeah.
They're just gone. And I thought that we would be arrived at a destination now where people would be a bit fed up and they'd be sick of this two-party preferred vicious circle system. And they've gone and shown the world and all of us in this country and in New South Wales that they're just fucking stupid. They're just gone. They're gone, mate. They're gone. There's no way back for them. There's no help. No, there's no help. In 2023, after everything we've been through and everything that we know, it's just even worse than ever. I mean, this is weaponized Stockholm syndrome on steroids. This is a weaponized form of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Or as you called it at one stage, Victorian people, Victorian syndrome.
Yeah, you know, weaponized. They actually do want them in. And they will be congratulating Mark McGowan for what he's doing and turning the whole state of Western Australia into a police state. And I'm sure they line up to polish his shoes. I've done a bunch of podcasts on this. He's the dictator. He owns the government chambers. Everybody bows down to him. You do what he says. He's the head of the table carving the turkey. And Daddy Mark McGowan runs the shows. All hail Caesar McGowan. Everybody loves Mark. They love him. And so, yeah, you're going to have militarized police, militarized checkpoints everywhere where you go. Rail, sea, air, foot, car, everything. They'll be searching you, searching your cavities, searching your car, treating you like a criminal. And that's Mark McGowan's police state Gestapo forces. He's the boss now.
Adam, it'd be interesting if this actually gets through. The reason being, I'm sure it will, because within the Constitution, and this is being done in the High Court, is the police have no right to pull you over unless you're suspected of a crime. Now, crime is not a law. Laws and crime are a bit different. Crime is doing harm. Breaking the law, such as speeding, that's different to a crime because you're not hurting anybody. So unless you're hurting somebody or something, they've got no right to actually pull you over. And I'm pretty sure they don't even have a right to pull you over for speeding because, again, that's just a law that's been made up by man and which can change all the time. So I'm not too sure on that part. But certainly in the High Court 2011, unless you're accused or suspect or no one will create done crime, they've got no right to pull you over and they've got no right to ask you for identification. None. Zip, zero, nothing. And keep this in mind. If you're on a bike, a push bike, they wouldn't do it. If you're on a horse, they wouldn't do it. If you're on an e-scooter, they wouldn't do it. Why is it just in a motor vehicle that they would do it? Okay, that's the whole thing with the driver's license. That was to entrap us. That was to enslave us, that driver's license. It's not good. It's not good. And the majorities go, oh, it doesn't matter. It does. And one day you're going to come to a point where, like the person who is sick and tired of people hooning down his street and wants speed cameras, you're the first person that actually gets done by the speed camera yourself. And that has happened on so many occasions. People wanted it when I was an MP. They want their 40k an hour street. They wanted speed cameras in there. So you go whack speed cameras in there. Who gets done? They do. No, so just be careful what you wish for. Hey, Adam, I have arrived at my destination.
All right.
So I have to pull this one up, buddy.
Good, buddy. Well, I guess in a non-inverted world, you'd be right, but these people are rogue, aren't they? They just don't care about our laws or anything anymore. It's just the corruption is so out of control in this country. It's really sick.
Yep. And I've said this before, but I'll throw in taxes as well. Taxes are voluntary. And I ran into my brother's mate on the weekend who now works for the ATO. And I said, you know, taxes are voluntary, he said. I said, and he goes, yeah, I know. They know. They know.
Oh boy. They know, of course they know. Yeah, we're living in a company and it's criminal. It's crazy. It's like Mark McGowan. He investigated himself. His COVID response. Did you see that? No. They had a COVID response into what he's handling, and he handpicked his buddies, and they investigated him, and they all came to his conclusions that he did nothing wrong, and he's a great guy, because you can't investigate a dictator. Yeah, he handpicked him. No, you can't investigate dictators. Mark McGowan does whatever he wants. So unbelievable time. Stay there, buddy, for one sec while I stop the recording. Plugging out for today. Jason's on the road. He's returning home now, and I'm sure we'll find out some more information about your case soon, buddy, and we'll try to log in and have a podcast when we can. So I'll keep in touch with you, and when you can jump on, we'll just jump on. I'm in survival state, buddy, like you are, and we don't plan anything, and we don't have fancy studios here. We just got running against everything, and we just do what we can when we can. Because we're surviving and we thrive on that, and we're doing the best we can. So stay there. I'll plug out now. Get on krasfiles.com and shoot me an email, anyone out there, if you want to know anything. And please support me. We can't do this without support. I can't. I'm doing it alone. So think of getting a membership there. It's just $8 Australian, for God's sakes, a month. And it helps me so much to continue. So I just can't continue forward without some kind of support. Doing this kind of independent media by myself on the ground. We'll be plugging out today with Jason Woodforth up there in Brisbane, and I'll put this up soon and send it through to you, buddy, when it's all ready to go, and plugging out for today.
Peace out.